It's Here and Now, and we're broadcasting today from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Macon, Georgia, ahead of the midterm elections. There is a tight Senate race here that pits Democrat Michelle Nunn, the daughter of former Senator Sam Nunn, against Republican businessman David Perdue. There's also a governor's race. Republican Governor Nathan Deal is trying to fend off a challenge from former President Jimmy Carter's grandson, Jason Carter. The fact that both Democratic candidates are from famous political families brings up a lot of history for voters, and we want to take a few minutes now to visit a place in Atlanta that is steeped in political history.
This is at the funeral of Dr. King. This is Harry Belafonte talking to Miss King there. This is Dr. King's father and mother. Here's a picture of Jesse Jackson along with Dr. Mays, president of Morehouse at that time, Morehouse College.
We're walking around looking at pictures of people that anyone would recognize, and you've met almost all these people.
All of them. I see them on a daily basis.
Marshall Slack is touring me around Pascal's, a cavernous restaurant named for its now deceased owners, Robert and James Pascal. The restaurant has been in the business since the 1940s and was considered the unofficial home of the civil rights movement because so much of the planning went on right here. The building we're in now is not the original, which was just a few blocks away and closed in 2002, but on the brick walls are photographs of many of Pascal's current and former regulars. And then, says Clark Atlanta University professor William Boone, there were the not-so-well-known patrons.
Pascal's also historic because it was one of the few places that black Atlantans could go and feel very comfortable at and talk about things. And you had a mixture here at Pascal's of not only so-called movement leaders, but you had regular folk as well who could intermingle with these people.
Marshall Slack is still working here, something he's been doing for 48 years.
I started around about 8 years old, and just doing little odds and ends. My father knew the Pascal brothers. And off and on I worked. And then when I went and got in high school, then I started to work a little bit full time.
And people like Martin Luther King came in here.
Yes, Martin Luther King came. He wanted to form the coalition and wanted to integrate restaurants and motels and schools, but he didn't have any money and didn't have anywhere to meet. So he and Andrew Young and all of them came up there to see Mr. Pascal, and he let them use one of his suites in the hotel. And by them not having any money, he only requested one thing. Dr. King said, "What is that?" He said, "That y'all eat my fried chicken."
He just wanted them to at least get some food.
That's right, and they did because they loved this chicken. And then they had to travel, and when they started traveling, the students at Morehouse, Marsh, Brown, and Clark was getting locked up, and they couldn't get out of jail because they didn't have any money. So Mr. Pascal would give us money, and we would go down to the jailhouse, and we rented some station wagons and got all the students out, and he wants to bring them back to the restaurant, feed them, give them a place to stay, and he made sure that each one of us made them call their parents and let them know where they could be reached and that they were safe. And we did that for about 5 or 6 years. Mr. Pascal believed in three things, and they believed, both of the brothers, and those three things were your family, your religion, and he always said Pascal's restaurant. And especially he would instill in us to help young people, because he said a lot of people was not able to go to college and get an education, but this may be their life, and this is what they do for their families. So he said, be patient with them and help them and teach them. And even if they didn't stay at Pascal long, wherever they would go, they would have their experience to come on in life the way that they did, because they weren't fortunate to go to college.
Well, you stayed at Pascal's for a long time. What did you learn here?
I learned more about life, and about hard work, and about dedication. Like a lot of times we would have affairs and parties going on, and Mr. Pascal would always teach me and be on me. So a lot of times things went so well that it was unbelievable. And somebody helped would say, "Oh, Slack was lucky. He was real lucky." And Mr. Pascal said, "There's no such thing as luck." And he said, "Well, no, Webster Dictionary said luck is this." He said, "Don't believe Webster Dictionary." He said, "Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And when you prepare yourself and work hard, you make your own luck." He stuck with me and brought me on through that. And they even helped me to go to college and to go to school and study hard and try to be something, accomplish something in life.
Robert Paschal died in 1997. His brother James Paschal died in 2008. But civil rights icons like Andrew Young and John Lewis still come in just like they always did, for fried chicken or peas or vegetable soup. Did you meet Martin Luther King?
Yes, I met Martin Luther King several times. I also fed him. I fed him in the private room we had from Dr. King at the hotel. We gave him lunch, breakfast, dinner.
What was his favorite?
Fried chicken. Collard greens. Yeah, he loved that. He and Dr. Abernathy, they really loved it. And especially Andrew Young. That was his favorite, and still is, because Andrew, he's here every day almost, every week. We see Andrew Young all the time.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene.
Were you here the night that Martin Luther King was shot?
Yes, yeah. And it was a very silent night there. It was very hard. The Paschal brothers took it hard, worse than anyone, because they would have loved Dr. King, and they watched him grow over the years when he was attending Morehouse College. And it really touched them. And Mr. Paschal, he wouldn't even talk sometimes for about two or three days. I mean, he was just silent. And he was telling us like things were going on in the city, don't get involved. What you do is just do your job and keep doing what Dr. King wanted done in a peaceful and orderly manner. Mr. Paschal did not tolerate violence, not even cursing. I've never heard him say a curse word. They just didn't believe in those type of things. So we did pretty good. Yeah.
With all of this political stuff going on in this restaurant, did you ever feel like getting involved in it yourself?
Our job was not, Mr. Paschal wanted us not to get involved too much with that, because he didn't want to make any enemies with the community, because everybody had their own opinions, and that way you can lose customers.
Well, how is it now? Is there still politics that gets done in Paschal's?
Oh, yes, it is. We have more, not as much as we did then, but we had Ms. Michelle Nunn, she's been here. And we had people campaigning for her.
Has David Perdue been in?
No, he's not. He hasn't been in. And we haven't seen Mr. Perdue.
Before I go, Slack wants to show me a few more photos on the wall. So we head upstairs to a banquet hall. Slack takes a breath and laments that the stories he's been telling me, Atlanta's black history, are being forgotten by a new generation that didn't grow up with all of this.
The children now really don't know about the history, and they haven't been taught, and really don't understand the struggles that has been made to make it possible for them to go to school, to vote, and to do the things that people have struggled and died for. And this needs to be brought out more and more. So many of our young people now are going the wrong way, and things are happening. And they are amazed that when they hear all these things, because they haven't heard it before. And when they see all this in person, they have a different outlook on life. They really do. It really touched them great, because they said that they never didn't know this. And then their parents didn't tell them this.
They didn't know about all the history that happened here.
They didn't know.
Marshall Slack at Paschal's Restaurant in Atlanta. For 48 years, you can see a photo of him at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be in Orlando. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.